11th parak of Ksuvah's Mishnah Aleph. One of the Tanoi Ksuvah is, and we mentioned in the 4th parak, that if a husband dies, his almona is entitled to be fed from the nechosim that the Yisayim inherited. So almona nizayis minichzi Yisayim. As a result of this Tanoi Ksuvah, if the husband died, almona gets fed by the Yisayimim. And the money is taken from the inheritance that they received from their father. And in exchange of that, if she works, they get the proceeds of her work, similar to what a husband gets when he gives the mezonos to his wife. In this respect, they're different than a husband, that they're not chayav in the kvura. What was the Havamina that they should be chayiv in the Kvura? Even though by the husband is chayiv in the Kvura of his wife, but that's because he's Yorish's wife, and the Yorish is the one who's chayiv to the Kvura. Over here, the sons of the father may not necessarily be her yorshim. In other words, if she's not their mother, then he won't be yorish them. So if she has other yorshim other than the yorshim of the father, then her yorshim are going to be the ones who are going to be koyver. Yeah. It says a bigger chiddush, that the only reason why the yoshim of the father aren't chayiv to be koyver her is because if she has other yoshim, those other yoshim are koyver the ksuva, they collect the ksuva, so from the money they collected the ksuva, they have to use part of it to bury her. In a case where she died and she didn't swear that she didn't get a ksuva in advance, and male, in such a case her yoshim will not be able to collect the ksuva. In such a case, so his yoshim are going to be chayiv in the kru. So basically, once again, the chiyuv kru goes on the yoshim. Our Mishnah is saying over here that the reason why his yoshim are not chayiv to be koyver, but her yoshim are chayiv to be koyver her, is because she is going to get her yoshim are going to get her ksuva. In the case if they will not get the ksuva, then it falls back, and his yoshim have to take care of her kru. And so the Mishnah continues: Yoshim ksuvasa chayiv v'kvurasa. Her yoshim, if they will be yorish, and her ksuva, then they will take care of the kvura. As we said, if they will not, for whatever reason, be able to be going with the ksuva, then his yoshim have to bury her.